Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Start or sit. Add or drop.
So this is football. I like it.
Don't sleep on these sleepers.
Football rules.
Because right now, lead fantasy analyst for Bleacher Report, Matt Kemp, gives you the latest on fantasy football heading into the weekend.
Are you ready for some football?
On 97.3 The Fan.
That's right. It's that time of the week. Bleacher Report's Matt Kemp joins us. Week 14 in the NFL, which means the playoff begins in the fantasy world. Matt Kemp joins us. How you doing, Matt?
Good to talk to you guys once again. Ready for the fantasy playoffs. And believe it or not, if you hit the waiver wire this week, you're putting guys that you picked up a few days ago right into your lineup because, unfortunately, as we saw last week, more injuries hitting the running back position.
Yeah, not only last week, but up into this week, Emmanuel Sanders goes down with a torn Achilles. So, you know, obviously Courtland Sutton is a popular pick. Is Demaryius in Houston also a possible pick up here?
Well, Kiki Kuti, I guess, you know, is still kind of banged up there. The problem with Demaryius Thomas and really anybody outside of Lamar Miller or DeAndre Hopkins is they don't throw the ball that much. They're about an even split in passing and throwing, which in 2018 means you're a run-heavy team. And it's obviously worked out quite well for the Houston Texans. So I don't rank Demaryius Thomas too high, obviously keeping an eye on the injury to Kiki Kuti. But, you know, he's a wide receiver three. The Denver conversation, I think Courtland Sutton gets obviously a bump there. You know, a wide receiver three with wide receiver two upside against San Francisco this week. And then don't forget that they have had around the last month and a half Demaryius Thomas shipped to Houston. Manuel Sanders done for the season. Jeff Hireman, the tight end, downed as well. I mean, that's three, still as we stand right now, heading into Week 14, three of the top four players in terms of targets on the Denver Broncos aren't available anymore for the rest of the season, whether they were shipped away or injured. You're talking about 53% of the target share that is just gone. So Courtland Sutton gets that, and then if you're reaching real deep at the tight end position, Dan Lacoste has a chance as well. But the bottom line is for this team, this is all about Phillip Lindsay, who, if we didn't have Saquon Barkley, Phillip Lindsay might be the rookie of the year right now. He's playing great football, and unlike what we saw at the beginning of the year where it was him and Royce Freeman, since Freeman has been back, they have continued to stick with Phillip Lindsay in a big way, and that has paid off for the Denver Broncos, and it's paid off if you have Phillip Lindsay because he looks like an RB1. He looks like a guy that should take you to the fantasy championship.
Matt, I got to be honest with you. I just feel dumb this year. So it's just one of those seasons, and that's okay because there'll be another year, and that's all right. But here's where I think a lot of people feel like they don't know what's going on. And what I mean by that is, let's say your three running backs were Kareem Hunt, Melvin Gordon, and James Conner. Bet you had a pretty good season. However, going into the playoffs, that's 0-0-0. So what do you do in that kind of a situation? I mean, you've got guys that got you to the playoffs that can't play now.
Yeah, look, you had to be, and unfortunately, obviously, the Hunt situation is far worse than any kind of injury or anything like that. It's terrible, but you have to be protecting your assets, and that would have been done weeks ago, whether it be with Spencer Ware with Kansas City or Austin Eckler with the Chargers. Obviously, James Conner looked like the protection for Bell, and then that never happened. It was all James Conner, and now, you know, Jalen Samuels in there as well. So I think you just take a look here and say, okay, I don't have these RB1s anymore. And the further I move down the depth chart, the tougher it is to replace these guys. And we saw that last week. Spencer Ware had the touchdown, wasn't great in a good matchup against the Raiders. Austin Eckler doesn't come through for the Chargers in a very big way, but Justin Jackson does. And he looked a lot more interesting this week against the Bengals. You know, we talked about Jalen Samuels, who, by the way, if you play in Yahoo leagues, actually has tight end eligibility. So you can get a little extra flexibility in your roster if you need it, in your lineup this week if you need it. And then you might be reaching down a little bit further. Maybe you're taking care of yourself. You know, if you have Todd Gurley, Malcolm Brown looked like the handcuff there. He's done for the season. Now you're going to pick up John Kelly, not only for injury insurance, but we could get to week 16, and the Rams may not have anything to play for. And then some of these other teams that are, you know, maybe only going to be a 3 or 4 seed, they don't have anything to play for. The Chiefs may not have anything to play for as we move to week 16. So you got to protect yourself here. I like Jalen Samuels in Pittsburgh taking on the Raiders this week with James Conner down. I still think Stephen Ridley will get about 8 to 10 carries, so he's more of a flex. I think Samuels is an RB2. I don't love Spencer Ware this week. I know the Chiefs have had one of the best offenses in football season long, but the matchup against Baltimore is one of the toughest ones you could have. So he's more on the lower end of the RB2 conversation for this week. I think Austin Eckler will bounce back. A pretty solid RB2 in PPR against the Bengals, one of the worst defenses, whether it's against the pass or the run, in all of football. And I think the Chargers will absolutely control that game. So expect a lot of Eckler. And I do like Justin Jackson, the rookie running back, who hasn't played a whole heck of a lot in the last 2 weeks, only 22% of the snaps last week, but he outplayed Austin Eckler from a fantasy standpoint. And if anything, I expect to see a lot of Jackson when the Chargers have this game well in hand in the second half. So from a volume standpoint, he should get a bump up as well.
Okay, you mentioned the two backups to Melvin Gordon in San Diego. If you have to pick between those two, Eckler, Jackson, which one are you taking?
I'm still going to take Eckler because okay. I still think there's a trust factor there. And like I said, you look at the snap count, it wasn't even close. 77% for Eckler, 22% for Jackson. And I think Jackson's numbers should go up. And I think part of that, like I said, will be because of the game flow, the game script, the scoreboard. I think we all expect, as we should, the Chargers to easily handle that game. They're a Super Bowl contender. Bengals going in the wrong direction. Now A.J. Green out for the season. An awful defense. So I think Jackson's numbers will go up. I think Jackson is a great flex option with RB2 upside. But I still trust, and I think the Chargers also trust Eckler more, and he could always get it done in the passing game as well. So really, when you look at all these spots out here with Pittsburgh and Kansas City, I think the Chargers actually have a pair of legit starting options in their backfield.
It is so tough right now. Fantasy football has been a crazy season with all of the injuries, all of the changes. Matt Camp sorts it out for us each week from Bleacher Report. You can reach him at Twitter, at TheMattCamp. Matt, so who's left heading into the playoff this week that, like you would say, is a for sure number one running back, and who's left like number one wide receivers even, because some of those have even changed over the last few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Michael Thomas missed practice yesterday. He's back out there, so you're liking him against Tampa Bay, of course. Then you got guys like Brown and Hopkins and Devontae Adams, who is surviving the mess in Green Bay. Julio Jones is kind of in maintenance time right now. He didn't practice again today. He'll be out there. The amount of people, and I say this all the time, tough matchups go both ways. The amount of people that asked me about sitting Odell Beckham Jr. last week was astounding to me, and I'm not sitting him down, just like I'm not sitting down my Chiefs this week in the passing game against the Baltimore Ravens. People actually asked me about sitting down Patrick Mahomes this week, which I was just, my mind was blown. I said, where are you going if you're not playing maybe the MVP candidate? I get it. The Ravens are a good defense. But they're not the 2000 Ravens. They are not the 85 Bears. This is a defense that is very good, but far from great, and they're going to have their hands full. So I think when we get to this point in the season, just a general piece of advice would be don't overthink these things. If somebody got you there and they've been doing it all year long, you're going to stick with those guys. Sure, you know, you're going to have to go get your handcuffs. You're going to go have to fill in injuries, whether it be Emmanuel Sanders or A.J. Green. I understand that. You're replacing Kerryon Johnson. The running backs, obviously, that are now unavailable. I totally understand that, the last couple of spots in your lineup. But for the most part, you're going to stick with your guys. You're going to stick with Robert Woods this week. You're going to stick with Brandon Cooks this week against the Chicago Bears. I'm not overthinking these decisions too much. You know, DJ Moore in Carolina has been the best receiver there. Now, Cam Newton's a little bit banged up. I think quarterback has some people worried this week. Newton's got the shoulder injury. Rodgers hasn't been great. Tom Brady's not been great. I understand that. Carson Wentz has been shaky. He's got Dallas this week. That's a matchup you have to respect. But then again, you got Mitch Trubisky coming back this week, and I think he could be a top-10 quarterback. You're going to play Andrew Luck even against Houston. There's still confidence there. There's still confidence in the Deshaun Watson. There's still confidence in Jameis Winston, who you just look at and go, all right, I'm going to ignore the record of the Buccaneers and say the fantasy production has been there, which is why you play Adam Humphries in Tampa, which is why you play Chris Godwin for the Buccaneers with Deshaun Jackson down. So you know, I think matchups come into play, certainly, if you're, you know, making tiebreakers, but you stick with your studs. That's what got you this far.
Matt, I got another question for you before we let you get out of here. Can, with the playoffs here, we got two rookie quarterbacks out there that are starting to pick up some steam a little bit. Can you rely on guys like Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson in the playoffs as quarterbacks?
Yeah, I think you can. I mean, I'll tell you right now, I have Jackson ranked at 13. That's ahead of Tom Brady. That's ahead of Kirk Cousins. That's ahead of Carson Wentz. Josh Allen has been a running fool the last 2 weeks. I mean, I didn't expect it necessarily, but I tell people this all the time. If you've been streaming all year, there's no reason to stop now. And Josh Allen has been giving you a lot. I mean, the guy has rushed for over 230 yards in the last 2 weeks. Now, you don't bank on 100 yards a week, but he's good for about 25 to 50, I think, this week against the Jets, which is a great matchup. So, yeah, if you're streaming, you can continue to stream. I've said this to people before. I said, hey, I've been into championship weeks with Matt Moore and Tim Couch and Derek Anderson. I mean, you got to think that way. If it's gotten you this far, it can work. If you've had Saints in your lineups the last 2 weeks, you might not be playing this week because Sean Payton's an offensive genius, and he likes to use fourth and fifth string guys to win games. And it's working. It's not helping our fantasy teams, but it's working. So, you know, don't get fooled by name value as well. If a guy's not getting it done, I'll give you a good example. Tevin Coleman in Atlanta is a really good player. And when Devontae Freeman went down, you went, okay, Tevin Coleman in a contract year is going to show himself off here and go nuts and be the number one guy in Atlanta. And it hasn't happened. They don't have a great defense. They're not using him the right way. He's not getting a good quality of touches. Ito Smith's been involved. But you go, but it's Tevin Coleman. He's been a top 25 running back the last 2 years. Doesn't matter. He's not there now. So don't get blinded by that name value. If you're using a Lamar Jackson against the Chiefs this weekend, you probably have a top 15, top 12 quarterback, and that's just fine. And if that means you have to change the next couple of weeks, Jameis Winston's got the Cowboys coming up. He's got some tough matchups coming up here. He's got Baltimore. If it works for this week, that's fine. And then we reload next week and see where things are at. You got to judge this on a week-to-week basis. You can't get too far ahead of yourself in the fantasy playoffs.
Sounds to me like it's a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately world.
Mm. Yep.
And none of my guys did anything for me this year. But Tony's alive. We'll see if he can keep it going. Matt, you have kept it going for us all year. We really appreciate it. I know the listeners out there love hearing from you each week, and we look forward to catching up with you next week as well. Good luck to you and everybody out there in their fantasy playoffs this week. With this information, you should be in better shape, right, Matt?
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. Good luck, Tony, and good luck to everybody in the fantasy playoffs this week.
All right, Matt, thank you again, brother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.